He's recovering.
You really do.
Use your nail.
Yeah,
I can. But when you do that, I can feel something.
Yeah.
It hurt. That
hurt. This hurts there.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll find it.
Ow! That
yeah,
really
once
hurt.
You find it, it does hurt. You know, unless he is just a really, really super martial.
That does hurt right there.
Okay, we found the point. Okay, it's a certain point in his lungs. Now down here, doesn't hurt.
That doesn't.
Okay.
That was tender, that last.
It's tender right there.
Yeah.
Here.
Right there.
Okay.
So that's lungs too.
Always hurt.
You always gotta get that
right
thing. Yeah. Some more down in the lungs.
So.
Ow! Okay.
Ow!
Hi! Okay, we got in the main spot. Now what this does, we'll massage this out. And it'll increase the energy in blood flow. And it'll relieve this pressure in the lungs.
It
hurts like the devil. My first wife needs to kick me whenever
oh.
we get this.
Ow!
Well, now we know why
she it's often about feeling more before you feel better.
Here, I thought he was being out of the
dog. Do it again.
Trust us. It's hurting us more than it's hurting you.
It's a tiny spot. But sometimes it's a pretty big spot because it's a big area. Now, he's got this problem is actually in a small area of his lungs. It's not the whole lung area, but there's a small area of your lungs where it's creating the whole problem.
So if I was healthy there, that I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't have that pressure point.
Yeah.
So
if you have a pressure
point,
it would
hurt.
It would take require more pressure.
Now
okay,
I think that I'm focusing
this
on the pain there.
Okay, let's find out. Let's bounce on. Now he's got pressure points for the other ones in this. Let's see, look in the same area. Tell me when it hurts. Hurt both lungs a problem or just one?
How many lungs?
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, that doesn't hurt there.
Better get it early because sometimes. Like I say, you
do
it
like a half.
It's like there's nothing there, and then all of a sudden you find it.
It's like the anticipation. I can see you holding your breath, Casey.
Yeah. I kind of felt that.
He's going
right
to get
there?
It. He's going to get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's feeling it?
Yeah, right.
It's
there.
Not as bad as the other one, right? I can tell by the look on your face.
Or maybe the sound.
Yeah,
JJ,
yeah,
have you ever used a pencil eraser? Sometimes when it's like. No.
I tell you what works
oh,
best for me.
Oh, he's back into the wand. We have a wand.
You know, get one of those large pumice stones that you build with, put it on the floor, and massage like that tender spot on the corner of it, and it's heavy and it just stays put. That's the best thing I found to do it with, outside of a human being that knows what they're doing. But that way you can do it to yourself. Do a little bit more here.
So check his heart while you're down there.
My heart's strong.
I have a ball that has a bunch of little spikes with round ends on them. But on the floor, you step in and hit all the pressure points on it.
Tender points?
That is interesting.
So
that was huge on this side.
It's mainly your left side. Now your heart area is right here on this part of the left foot. Right here.
Okay,
so let's see how his heart's doing. Now if you got bronchitis or cold, usually your heart, liver, and kidneys are just more tender than normal. So it doesn't mean you got a bad heart or kidneys. If you have a tenderness, why you got a cold? Because when you have a cold, it just puts all your organs under more stress.
Wondering.
Tenderness there?
No.
His heart's in good shape. If his heart's in good shape when he's got bronchitis, that means his heart's probably really good shape. Now let's check your liver. This is your liver area.
That's going to be 100%.
I feel okay. Not really drinking a lot. And then they're kind of
sick really hard.
Drinking a lot lately.
You said me into the sentence. Is around here your tract? Is here. That okay? That's okay.
That's fine.
Any other parts of your body? Just your lungs?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so right here is the big deal. Right here, this is where it's.
So if you keep working that, that'll help.
Oh yeah,
this sends energy right to
today.
Your
with your own fingers. We'll get like like to say a pumice stone.
Or is this getting nervous because he's getting a lot of oxygen back in?
As much as you can. Don't kill yourself.
No, that's like a needle.
Yeah. See, the crystals form there, and then the blood pushes it down, and that's what really hurts you. But see, you massage out the crystal, and then the blood and oxygen flow increases on it. You should feel.
That's a
problem. Right after this. There's so much pain now. It's like banging your head on the wall when you're
better. Feels better.
Yeah. So it's interesting that this one doesn't hurt at all. So is that based on this? More on
this? Thank you very much.
So you get another one in the channel so you can get one also.
Yeah. You know what? I've got
to
show
you. Your bones would also be here. Good hurt. We hit it right off. That's amazing. Okay. Now you can work this. Your hands are actually easier to work than your feet. So you can work your hands. Yeah, work them both. Work it everywhere.
For some reason, it does seem to work better when somebody else does it. Yeah.
It's hard for you to hold.
I don't know why that is.
There's probably an exchange of energy there.
Yeah. When they get that real sharp pain, you know they have a problem. Yeah, and more you massage it, better it'll get more manageable. Okay. Take a breath. Feel any better? It doesn't produce usually instant healing, but it makes you feel instantly a little bit better.
And light, you know. Lighter. Lightheaded.
Okay, so you're going to want some foot sanitizer after that.
Right, I've got to wash my hands. Does anybody else want their feet done? Just maybe one or two.
I
do. Okay. You got anything wrong with you? I thought you was healthy for horse.
She's a foot wrap, so.
I don't need bronchitis.
Okay, let's see. Susie's one of the healthiest people I know. She's probably not going to jump at all. Now we'll press her on the same spot where her lungs are, and I bet she's not going to jump.
I bet she's doing around her ankles and stuff.
Is there anything wrong with you, anyone?
Your heart will shift out.
Yeah, by this time already it's in. Your jab is your fingernails. But it feels like your fingernails are being jabbed in you when you have a tender pressure point. And this is for your brain. It's going on your brain.
So you can work on that a little bit.
No problem with your brain.
It affects it all, but like I don't
know. You'll improve that.
Really? That's our worst.
A little bit. James, you taking notes?
A little bit of problem. Now, if you massage there, you've got any stigmatism, you can't cure it.
Really?
If you far side or tear side, it's all a problem. You've got stigmatism.
I've talked on it, so cure it. Sorry about the
help. Okay, we'll try. I'm always open for a person.
Okay, you get left eye, shall I shoot
you? I'm good. No, I can actually feel that a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Yep, a little bit.
That seems to be the only thing that's shaking liver.
Yeah, shaking liver.
Now, you drink a little bit, so I know I'm partying a little bit before.
Good.
That's good.
Okay, good. Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, clean your hands.
Okay, one more. Now, you got arthritis, don't you?
You're not touching me. There's not enough Demerol in the world.
Well, I've never seen anybody so sensitive to cayenne pepper before.
If somebody does Reiki on your back at the same time,
James.
Then you can have that and you can feel where that point is.
You got a problem with your back, James? You didn't even use the pressure points for your back.
That's how it balances that pain piece.
I nominate Adam.
Okay, anybody else got any physical pain or problems at all they want to test it out on?
Sure.
I'll come. Okay, digestion.
You've got your intestines, large intestines down here, small intestines, stomach area here. So it could be a number of those things. Or it could even be liver problems. Like right here can make you feel like you got interfere with the digestion too, so we'll start there.
Judging, how about the ball of the foot, but maybe more in the middle? What does that mean? The ball of the foot.
Right here?
A little bit higher. There. What does that mean there?
Your kidneys are pretty close to there, and then up here is like adrenalines and different things. Some of your... let me see. Okay, we'll check your liver first. Any tenderness of this? Okay.
Body parts that correspond with your foot.
I think wild card, you know, wild card.
Sometimes it takes a little more pressure with something like this because such a big area is affected that there's no one spot sometimes.
What are we going to Google?
I don't know.
Reflexology chart.
That's it. You found it.
Yep, that's what it said. It was in the stomach. Oh.
It's going to throw up on you if you push it again.
Reiki. I'm going to Reiki her back.
Yeah, whatever that was.
That's a pretty good chart.
Right there.
Yeah, what you ought to get is one of those pumice blocks, and the stomach area takes quite a bit of work to massage, but the pumice blocks will really work good.
You mean like the pumice blocks that you like grow a barbecue grill on?
Like a Twinout.
Yeah, they're this big. They weigh about 20 pounds. You can go to any building supply, but you know, big white blocks. It's a lot, really easy to put pressure on the way. But yeah, get your cinder block, not pumping. And just put it on the floor and do this about twice a day. And that'll help you a lot.
Okay, thank you. So basically, in the olden days, they did the torture tests with... Tell me the truth!
I got some cayenne pepper for you if you don't need any pepper.
Right for Armstrong.